our job is nowhere near done. It's going on right now. We had several different groups of people actually working all night long. We're supporting incoming, which means at our transition headquarters, we're starting to move those people from there to their new offices. And as we have people who have worked through the night, both employees and contractors, at places like the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, doing last-minute cleaning, painting, replacing carpeting, getting offices ready for people to move in today, those people have been working probably through shift work about 48 hours straight. We also have the inauguration support, where I was over there yesterday, and our person leading that, Mary Costa, was working like a dog to actually help parade volunteers get into the building. And there we have about 1,600 people we're supporting through both the Presidential Inaugural Committee and the Armed Forces Inaugural Committee, and they have lots of operational work going on today to support logistics of feeding the troops and things like that. We also have continuity people in various places ready for an emergency, whether it be providing supplies or just, God forbid, something happening where we need to reconstitute our government elsewhere.
So the troops that were coming in that were, you know, barracked and in various locations throughout the city, did you help to arrange that? Was that part of your responsibility as well?
Well, ours has really been, Jane, to support the Armed Forces Inaugural Committee and their space. We have space over in the Switzer Building where we have over 700 members of the Armed Forces, and it's been a great honor to work side by side with them to provide them all of the things that they need day by day, space, furniture, supplies, as well as supplying them meals and other support during the day.
Now, President-elect Obama has a event planner that was his campaign guy and now has really been coordinating a lot of the activities for the inauguration. Do you intersect with that whole team as well from GSA?
Yes, that's the Presidential Inaugural Committee, the PIC, or as Gail Lovelace, who heads all of this, calls them the ICS, the PIC and the AFIC, and then there's others, the Joint Congressional Inaugural Congress, the JSIC. But the PIC, the Presidential Inaugural Committee, is where we're helping about 900 people down at the Switzer Building. And that's headed by Emmett Béliveau, who's an incredible guy doing just a remarkable job really herding all the cats for the whole inauguration, along with the AFIC.
Now, we do hear that there are certain members of President Obama's team that will take up their offices in the White House immediately after his inauguration is completed. Do you help with that kind of transition as well, people who are ready to get to work in the Obama administration?
Absolutely. Yesterday, I went on a brief tour with some members of the media of the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, and they're planning to have people there, I believe, right after the swearing-in. So we needed to have all those offices ready to go. And we took out the hard drives with the White House Office of Administration, replaced the carpeting, made sure the furniture was good, made sure it was in move-in and ready-to-work condition.
Make sure there's ribbons in the typewriters. We're talking with Jim Williams, the acting administrator of the General Services Administration. And I wanted to ask you, you know, being the acting administrator, you're still actually a career employee, and so you will still be acting administrator tomorrow and the next day. Have you had any discussions about what their priorities might be, or what you're kind of in limbo, I guess?
Well, Tom, it's been a great honor to be in this position, especially at this moment in history. It's been just one of the greatest thrills of my career. But I am a career official, and I serve at the pleasure of the president. Soon to be, I serve at the pleasure of President Obama. And you know, I'm honored to be the acting administrator for whatever amount of time under him.
Absolutely. And, you know, the president, I'm sure, will take all the help that he can get. I mean, you know, as you say, you're already setting up offices for new employees in the Obama administration. And is there an urgency to this? Is this particular administration, is there more urgency simply because of all that's going on than you have seen in past transitions?
Jane, I think you're absolutely correct. And the president, President Bush, came out early on and said this should be the smoothest and nicest transition of government ever. And I have to say, being involved with all the parties, it's been an incredible partnership. From the Obama transition team, headed by Chris Liu, who is the executive director, to Josh Bolton, the president's chief of staff, making sure that everything goes well, that there's extensive communications. They really want to pass the baton seamlessly here because we certainly have some challenges right now. And everybody wants the new team to succeed, and they want them to be ready to go with all the things that they need to get that job done, starting at 12:01 today.
And just one last question. We know you have to get out. Does all this work that you've been doing for the transition, does it get you a good seat for the inauguration?
I have a standing ticket, so I will, like all the other brave souls, go down there in the cold and witness history, and I'm thrilled to be there.
But you have a ticket. That makes you special. Are you kidding? A ticket is like the golden child in today. You know, everybody's milling around out there on the mall, and you have a ticket.
Well, I feel fortunate.